The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, June 14th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The equity markets rose on Thursday, with the Nifty up by 0.33% and the Sensex edging up by 0.27%. After a brief period of volatility, the market seems to have settled down. Experts told Mayur Bhalerao that the formation of a government and a clear policy directive following the election results have soothed investors. The surge in investor confidence is making stocks more expensive, with 18% of the stocks listed on BSE trading at a premium of at least 25 to 50% compared to the five-year median price to earnings ratio. After a brief acid reflux, investors are saying cheers to the markets yet again. The elections demonstrated that the Indian markets can be a real rollercoaster ride. Exit poll results buoyed the hopes of investors and propelled the markets to new highs. However, when these polls turned out to be wrong, the markets crashed as results were announced. Typically, the average investor would consider some fundamentals of a stock before investing. The price-to-earnings ratio, quarterly and annual financial results, and sometimes the CEOs of the companies. Vivek Kaul writes that the investor should now account for policies in their stock picks as well. While mixing politics and investing ethos isn't the ideal approach, June 4th showed us that some investors still resort to that line of thinking. The Life Insurance Corporation, better known as LIC, which provides life insurance to around 250 million people in India, holds a commanding market share of 61.5%. This dominance leaves only five other private health insurers operating in the country. However, LIC isn't content with maintaining its position. It is aiming for an even bigger slice of the pie. To achieve this, it is open to acquiring a private insurance company. Anirudh Lashkar reports that LIC is seeking a composite license, which would allow it to sell both life and non-life policies. If successful in obtaining this license, LIC plans to buy out one of its competitors, potentially leading to considerable consolidation in the health insurance market. Anirudh notes in his story. With a new government at the helm, you might see more Indian airlines flying international routes. However, this is a two-way street. If a deal is struck with a foreign country to allow a route to India, that country's airlines must also be permitted to operate on the same route. In the past, this has proven tricky. Anush Sharma writes that international airlines have invariably made better use of these routes, and Indian flyers often prefer foreign airlines over Indian ones. Despite these challenges, opening up more bilateral routes will likely reduce airfares, ultimately benefiting customers. However, Indian companies might not gain as much from this increased competition. This year's NEET exam was highly contentious, marred by allegations of arbitrary grace marks and paper leaks that overshadowed the announcement of the results. A record 67 candidates secured the top rank in this year's exam, an unprecedented occurrence in the history of the National Testing Agency, which conducts the exam. The issue reached the Supreme Court, prompting the government to propose a solution: either accept the grace marks or scrap them and conduct a retest. Krishna Yadav and Devina Sen Gupta report that students are understandably stressed and coaching classes have voiced their strongest objections to this announcement. These coaching classes, which train millions of kids for competitive exams like NEET, have raised valid concerns about the way this year's examination was conducted. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Together with Delta, we're putting 5G into the hands of ground staff so they can better assist on-the-go travelers with real-time information. From the Delta Sky Club to the Jet Bridge, this is elevating customer experience. This is Delta with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.